Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 8 of my new podcast, A New Thing, where we're blogging and podcasting about how we are dealing with coming out of the lockdown situation as a church. We're blogging and podcasting, whatever that is, a blogcast, perhaps, I'm not quite sure. But we're working out what it means to be a congregation again when we're able to meet up physically now that the lockdown restrictions are easing. And I have to say, by the way, thank you for the feedback from somebody who said to me, maybe this shouldn't be called a post-COVID church podcast, but more a post-pandemic or post-lockdown church exploration podcast. And that's a very good point, actually, because we're having to learn how to live with COVID and how to live with the effects of the pandemic, even if it is changing. And that's illustrated by what I have to share today, which is that I think in episode 7 or possibly in episode 6, I shared about the fact that we're going to go back to our old venue. We're planning to meet back there the first Sunday in August. Hallelujah. Back at Lawrence Haynes School, Vicarage Road, on Sunday, the 1st of August. You know, all looking forward to that. And then I met together with our leadership team in Watford and a couple of other friends and talked about the plans for that service and what we'll do in the month of August. Now we're meeting back together, how to handle it and how to cope with it, what measures to put in place, how to think about the way we do our services in the light of COVID still being with us and so on. And as we talked, it became obvious that as a group, we felt like it wasn't a good idea for us at this point to meet indoors, especially given that it's still August and the weather, although variable, is not terrible. But even if it wasn't August, I think we were feeling that the challenges to keep everybody safe, reasonably safe, still didn't feel responsible for us to tell everybody, let's go back to the school, even though in many ways we'd like to. And so we've come to the, I suppose, slightly reluctant conclusion that we need to not meet at the school, at least not for now. So we went back to Watford Council, and I'm very grateful for one of our members, Tunde, for doing this, to contact the council and ask them whether we could meet in the park in Watford that we have used for some outdoor services. It's called, if you're not from the area, it's called Cassiobury Park. It's a fantastic park. It consistently rates in the top 5 or 10 municipal parks in the country. And we've had some services there. And so Tunde contacted the council and said, could we have our Sunday services in the park for the month of August, every Sunday in August? And now the difference between the previous services and the ones going forward are that we can all meet together. So up until recently, you could only have 30 people total in a group outdoors, including children. Now that restriction is gone. So instead of having two separate church services going on more or less simultaneously, now we can have all of our members and all of our children together, and we can sing. As long as we do it responsibly, we can sing outdoors and do everything we want to do. So for the month of August, for now at least, we're going to meet outdoors in the park, everybody together, and include, for the first time for a long time, some live singing. So we're making adjustments. And I think that's one of the things we're learning. We're learning as a leadership, but also as a congregation, how to adjust, how to be willing to make adjustments, even at relatively short notice. I'm sure that many of our brothers and sisters of the past, especially during periods of persecution or famine or disease, have had to do similar things. And that's, we've got used to the idea of things being very settled, and perhaps that's not the best for us spiritually. Anyway, so those are some changes we're making. Are you adjusting things as you're going along? Please let me know. Love to hear. Drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And until the next time, take care and God bless.